Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Vance. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Joe Vance. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kroner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Vance covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Crosetti. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Crosetti steals second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crosetti moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hale reaches second base with a double. Salters moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue strikes out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and has Powell trapped. There's the throw to Larry, who tags Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Croner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Vance covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. One out. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosetti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Vance covering, for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0 for 1 in the game. Rolfe takes first base on ball 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rolfe. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Rolfe steals second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vance fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Joe Vance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vance is 0 for 1 in the game. Vance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Trosky moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Hale reaches second base with a double. Trosky scores. Solter scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Hale moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rolf hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing pinch hits for Joe Vance. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Malone now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti moves to third. Rolfe moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Crosetti scores. Rolfe moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rolfe scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Dickey reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Gehrig scores. It's Indians, 4, Yankees, 4. Jack Saltzgaber pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Mel Harder now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoag strikes out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Glenn now catching. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kroner strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Trosky hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Salters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Salters reaches third base with a triple. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salter scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.